Hello and welcome. My name is Prasenjit and today we'll discuss DevOps. Now, what is DevOps? DevOps means different things to different people. Some say it is the culmination of Dev and Ops. Like if you merge Dev and Ops, you get DevOps. So the Dev developers and the Ops operations people work together, and that is what DevOps is, synergy between development and operations. Some people say DevOps is not just the combination of development and operations, it's a set of principles that aims at process improvement. Some say DevOps is nothing but a set of tools and skill sets that you learn so that you can automate things, you can make things faster, you can make software delivery faster. Now, everyone has their own way of seeing DevOps, but in my opinion, DevOps is a cult. It is the culture of following all these practices for the best results. It is about breaking down silos between Dev, Ops, and other teams, QA, security, who are working in the same organization towards the same goal. It is breaking of those silos so that everyone is DevOps. Like there is no particular designation DevOps engineer and that guy is supposed to follow DevOps. It is about every person in the organization following DevOps practices. So that is DevOps. I mean, just think about it. Life before DevOps couldn't have been that bad. All you had to do as a developer when you wanted to build an application was gather features, enhancements, bug fixes, then plan your development, testing, and deployment phases around your deployment cycle. Maybe if that is a monthly cycle. And then hand off your code to the quality assurance once all these steps are done, and the QA will test your code after the development has been done for the month, and then the developers watch the QA scramble to test everything and send back defects while the developers are doing nothing at that point. Now, once the QA team are done with their testing, then the QA again wait for the development team to send back the fixed defects, and once that is done, it is QA'd again, and then QA forwards or releases the code to the operations team, and then the operations team would understand how that code is to be deployed, and they deploy it they create the environment and in fact deploy it, and everybody then prays that it doesn't blow up. So what do you think about this process that was followed? Here, everyone is working in their own silos. There is no collaboration as such. One team, after doing this task, has to wait for the other team to revert back. So, not a good way or an efficient way of working or doing software delivery. And you do this every other month. And you have a monthly deployment cycle. So you release software once every month. If you are working very efficiently, that is your output. Now, this is awful. What's even more awful is that most companies around the world are still following traditional development and the process which we just talked about, and are yet to adopt DevOps-centric philosophy. So, what is this philosophy? What is this way of life, the DevOps way of life? The philosophy of DevOps challenges decades of software development where people, process, and technology were built on long-standing belief systems based on clearly defined roles for developers, QA, operations team, and a rigid structure around the deployment process. Now, traditional software development uses a factory model of moving through work, like you have a series of conveyor belts or processes which produces a consistent level of quality as an output. This has frequently proved to be a false axiom. However, as individuals involved were often the reason why processes either succeeded or failed. Now, DevOps includes the philosophies, practices, and tools that empower your organization to deliver experiences to its consumer at a very high velocity and improves the service reliability. So the main thing that DevOps achieves is not only break the silos, but it also improves the velocity of deployment, or it allows you to go have a faster time to market, and then it also improves reliability of your service because you're automating most of the things, so human errors are minimized, and then you become a more reliable player. So there are basically five tenets of DevOps philosophy. What are they? Number one, it reduces organizational silos. So that is one. Breaks the silos between different teams in the same organization, and in other words, it fosters collaboration between teams. Number two, DevOps philosophy asks you to accept failure as a normal. You should accept failures that occur in your sequence of going live, like from the time when the developer commits the code to the time when it goes in the server and say it encounters some failure. Accept that as normal, because if you fail fast, you can fix that and come back to deploying again. So failing is important. Because if you do not fail and you fail after a long time, then undiscovered issues remain in your application. So failing fast is encouraged in DevOps. So it's good to fail. Then the third thing, third pillar of DevOps philosophy is to implement gradual changes. No big changes, everything will happen in small iterations. So the impact of a failure will be minimized. So if you have some issues with a recent release, you can just roll back the features that were added in that release. Everything else should be fine. So then you fail small, like you don't have a big disaster. You have smaller failures which can be immediately reverted or taken care of. And the fourth thing is DevOps encourages tooling and automation. So we leverage tooling and automation. So in that way we use scripts or different tools to automate the things that we do. So that allows again to increase the velocity and reliability because you're using automated processes. And finally, the final pillar of DevOps success is to measure everything, because if you do not measure something, you cannot improve it. So measuring is very important. However, one has to know what to measure and not just measure anything. For example, say you want to provide reliability of a website for your end users. So if you just measure how much CPU is being consumed or how much memory is consumed when the users are logging in into your website and only act on that, that is not a very fruitful thing. You might say, why? The CPU is a very important metric. If it hits 100, maybe my website will go slow. Then why not measure CPU? Well, I'm not saying you don't measure CPU, but measure what matters to the end user, because you are talking about reliability. So for the end user, What matters is the response time of the website, how much it takes to load. The end user doesn't care whether you are on 80% CPU or on 20% CPU in your server side. So response times can be a very good metric to understand the user experience rather than CPU. Now, when you are exploring why the response time is high, then it's good to then deep dive and find out whether it was a CPU crunch or a memory crunch. So that is about DevOps and DevOps philosophy. See you again in another episode. Thank you.